Hey, y'all traders and investors out there. Thanks for joining me once again. And it's a little late. Today is Monday, November 18th, 2019. It's almost 1 o'clock. It's 12:40. And I just finished up work. Still have my gloves on. And clicked it on and see what the markets had done, because I didn't look at it at all this weekend, so that's why I didn't get a chance to make a recording. So hopefully you guys like it, and I appreciate the support. And what I'm seeing is looking at the cryptos, and they're actually going down. Last few hours been down, you know, Ethereum's down 2.5%, Bitcoin's down to 8,300, so it's taking a good dive as we speak. Oh, and I'm not feeling that well either, so it just broke structure. But hey, it could be if there's a rejection happening, you know, that's all that would turn it bullish. But right now, it's taking a dive. So, tough to be on that ride. So, hopefully, you know, buying opportunities coming up. Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is looking like it's diving pretty good. So, a good buy opportunity pretty soon. Around the 250s wouldn't be bad. Just to add on. So, Bitcoin Cash is the one that's dove the most, and the structure is looking good. So put on a little bit there. Anyways, let's get right into it. As we speak, the Dow's up 16 points. NASDAQ is down 4. And the S&P is flat. It's down 0.05, a nickel. So it's pretty much the markets are flat. Dow's up a little bit. Both the NASDAQ and S&P started a little bit lower. And then they're making their way up this. They're making their way up. But here I'm looking at some short term. Anyways, USO is down below 12. It's trading at 11.87. You know, I'm looking to play some trades since I'm here during the day, definitely. So real quick, taking a look at it. Looks like USO might finish off its consolidation or give it another try above 12. But as of now, they're 11.87. XOP is down 3.2%. So that's pretty tough for oils, the oil explorers. So looking for negative delta there. Some trades to be made there. Next is OIH. OIH is down almost 3%, 2.8%. So again, that's, it's bearish. It could be bearish for a while. Find another, you know, retest the 11s again. And now it's trading at 11.37. Next is UNG. Natural gas is down 3%. Creating a head and shoulders formation, so watch out there. But it's respecting the trend line. If it breaks trend, then UNG might be flat for a while, but I expect UNG to be trading above 24s by next summer. Next is XLE. XLE is kind of rounding up the top of the channel. Maybe come back down to the 58s, 57s, 56. And now it's trading at 59.27. It's down 1.3%. So the energy sector is definitely looking like it could probably sell off pretty hard into the 27s. Next is XLU. XLU has bounced pretty good. They're up 0.8% and making a nice structure, looking to get on the retracement. Definitely going to go back and retest the 65s or above. Now it's trading at 63.7. Next is XLI. XLI is down 0.5%. Placed a short on it, but on Friday, took a leg up. It's looking like it's giving it back today. So we'll see if it can come back down and retest the 81s. Next is XLB, and that's the material sector. Material sector is looking for a new trading zone. So it looks like it could go up a little bit more. Right now, it's down 0.1%, so not bad. And it's trading at 60.28. Definitely looking like it could be a good retracement coming. But the retracement might bring it back down to 58.14. Next is XME. XME met metals and mining. They're looking like they could start to pop up. They're actually up 0.5% today. So they've broken structure. They're going to look for a new trading range above. See if they can make it to 28.50. Right now it's trading at 27.06. So XME, probably good. Volatility is pretty low. So good spot to go long. Next is the MJ sector. And today they're down 3.5%. All-time lows. Trading at 16.06. They've just been smacked. Like ACB, all the companies in this ETF. It was like coming back from the 30s, losing 50% of its value. In less than 6 months. So this sector, who knows where the bottom is. So trading at 16.16. Next is XBI. XBI is up 0.25%. They're looking good, trading at 85. So they finally made their way back up to 85. And 85.01. Looks like it could hang out here between this range of 82.50 and 87.50. But I see this going up another leg or retracing if the market, something happens in the market. Next is XLV. And XLV, though they were up, that's a healthcare sector. Though they were up on Friday, they're just down 0.1%. So we can see this keep on moving up. But you can see a retracement, consolidation between 86 and where it's at now. But definitely probably hit 100 by next summer. Next is the retail sector. Retail sector looks like it's ready to break out to the upside. So they're down 0.1%. They're trading at 44.79. So at that price, in the 74.50s would be better, but I trade that long for it looks like they're Looks like it might be ready to break out in the near term. Next is XLP, and XLP is up 1%, breaking out. So I completely squashed the position, so I'm gonna actually be closing that now that I see that. So XLP is breaking out, trading at 61.83. They're up almost 1%. So I had a short position, whether I add to it or do something. I'm going to see. But the momentum's higher than usual. So a short retracement traded. So I'll probably take a look and see what kind of trade I'll be putting on here. But definitely gonna be putting something on. Volatility is not quite there, but it's rising. And we'll probably see this go up a little high, but it's hit its range, so probably a new price range might be between 61.40 and where it is now, 61.80s. Next is XLY, and XLY, not sure if it'll break out or break down, but that's with like Amazon, Home Depot, McDonald's. They might be ready to break out again. So like I said, they break out, it's going to be a long run to the upside. Next is XMH, and they're up 0.5% today. So semiconductors still looking strong. It looks like they still have momentum to make their way up. Next is IYR. And IYR is probably a good time to get long. They're up almost 1% today at 91.46. Going back to their previous. So if we see this level hold, they'll probably make their way back up, but right now it's probably consolidate here. Might even drive a little bit lower to retest the 89s. Real estate sector looking good. Financials, XLF. They're flat today. Still creating a structure. It could be a retracement, but my retracement can bring it back down to 28. Right now it's trading at 29.70. Next is TLT. TLT is up a little over 0.25%. Volatility is dropping. I got to put some trades on TLT. So they could be retesting a prior support. Let's see if they can make it and break above 140s. Right now trading at 138.25. Next is GLD. GLD is up 0.25%. So it could be, looks like it's strong move today. Not a whole lot of volume. So could be a false breakout. Next is GDX. GDX kind of hanging out in this price level. Volatility slowly been coming down. The momentum has been almost flat. Could be ready for a bounce to the upside, but I doubt it. Next is SPY, and SPY is flat today. Looks like it could be coming back down to retrace at the 309.50s. So definitely looks like a retracement coming up. Next is QQQ. QQQ is down 0.10%. 1/10%, and we just had a pretty good sell-off this morning. It wasn't, the volume wasn't extreme, but a good sell-off early in the morning. So people just digesting the new prices. Next is IWM. And IWM is still hanging on. They're down 0.25%. Looks like they could be ready to break out and see another new price level, depending what happens in the news, I guess. IWM's done what it's need to do. Now it's on top of that range. So the next range might be up to the 168s. Next is the VIX. The VIX is down 0.5%. UVXY is down to 16.02. So if anything happens, it's ready to just take off. Volatility is high, so the premium selling at this point. But looks like it could be a short bounce, depending what the what happens in the market. FXI, and that's up 0.5%, so it's ready to make another move to the upside. And I guess some long positions. At the same time, I think it's ready to put a position on to the long side. Next is IND, and they're looking like the same thing. Might be another sell-off before a bounce happens, but definitely would like to go long. Next is RSX, and that's Russia. And Russia looks like it's coming down on a retracement, but structure is looking good. They're still looking north on trading. They're up 0.5%. Next is EFA, and EFA is up 0.16%, trading at 68.43. And I actually have a short on it that's not working. So let's see, readjustment here. And next is EEM. I have a flat position and it's doing its thing there. So trading at 43.12. As far as trades, just consolidation trade, but I wouldn't doubt it going back to retest the 44.50s. Or it can just hang out right where it is between 43 and 42. Next is EWW, and that's Mexico. They're down 0.5%, trading at 44.47. And looks like they have a little bit more to retrace, probably go back and retest the support of 43. Last but not least, it's EWZ, and they're down 1%, trading at 42.59. And it looks like they might want to retest the 42s again. Oh yeah, they're going to retest maybe even the 41s. So this is the second wave down. So if I pay attention to this, I could probably trade this really nice. Was a deep, so definitely you need to go along here. They're down 1%. So at any point, since it's retested that, so this is the first wave up. So definitely at any point, I have to go long. And since volatility is up, this is probably, so I do like trading EWZ. And I do have some long positions, but that's what I mean. Here, I can add on to my position. So say if it comes into the 44s, I mean, I'm risking 1 to 5 right now. I can add on to that. Even if I'm risk 1 to 3, I'll be good. But it'll probably be less, you know, 1 to 2 is fine with me. So, yeah. So last but not least is EWZ. And EWZ is trading at 42.60. And since I still have a couple more minutes, let's just take a look at it. So EWZ, high volatility is still up above 50s, and it's risen up today. So looking to sell premium, you know, I'm looking at my other charts where it's, maybe I'll have to show and just explain the way I have it all set up. So I have it all the way from the 3 minutes, six, the 125, 30 minutes, 21 minutes, and a day, just the day bar, pretty much. So I'm going to be looking to sell premium. And since I'm going to be holding the range of the 44s, looking for butterflies at 44s, even though I have calendars at 45, but I'm just looking for the 44s a little bit more shorter term. And since the premium's high, well, the implied volatility is high, I'm looking at the more popular ones, the 20th of December. You tend to sell some puts, selling the 43.50 puts. And buying the 42s. So those are, it's only 1.5 legs that wide. And I'm not really liking the risk reward on there. So since I sold those puts, so more like a broken wing butterfly. So I kind of like that trade better, where I'm risking 45s. My max profit is 100. And say it just keeps on running above 45, it's 5. So there's no risk above what it's saying that it's going to hang out at the 43.50s. Maybe I should just raise it up to 44s. See what the 44s look like. Not that much better. So, anyways, I'll just keep on taking a look at this because it's not gonna, I'm not gonna work it. I'm probably just gonna make an even butterfly. Or just an iron condor. The same month. between the 44s and up to 4250s. So that's a lot better. So that's 30 for 70. I'm probably going to place a trade right away because that's kind of what I'm looking for right there. Just a little bit of the deltas there's still a little bit of negative delta to it. So it has a little bit of room to run down, but that's why it's an iron condor. Let's say I widen it out a little bit more. And the risk reward kind of stays the same, 2-1, but the risk is a little bit lower. The price range is a little bit higher. So with the EWZ thing, it's going to hang out there. That's what's going to happen. Iron condor in December between selling the 41 calls and the 4250 puts. And then buying the 4550 calls and selling the 41 puts. And buying the 41 puts. There it is. All right. This is Trade Doc, eye in the market. Good luck trading this week. Stay away from them cryptos or just add on a little bit at a time as it's dropping. Anyways, take care. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.